What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 175. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about the effectiveness of conavaptan and tolvaptan in neurocritically ill patients, answer the drug information question, is concomitant carbamazepine and oxcarbazepine therapy always a therapeutic duplication, and share a resource that helps justify alternate dosing schedules for meropenem and cefepime. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode175. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article for this episode recently appeared in a weekly literature digest for members of my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy. Every week, I send Academy members a summary of the most important critical care pharmacy articles, including my analysis of where the article fits in practice. The literature summary is brief, relevant, and presented in audio and video format. You can find out more at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. The article for this episode is titled Effectiveness and Tolerability of Conavaptan and Tolvaptan for the Treatment of Hyponatremia in Neurocritically Ill Patients. The lead author is Caroline Durr-Nagogassian, and this was published in Pharmacotherapy March 2017. Conavaptan and tolvaptan are arginine vasopressor receptor antagonists. They cause excretion of free water without loss of serum electrolytes, resulting in net fluid loss and an increase in serum sodium levels. The authors of this retrospective cohort study sought to describe the effectiveness and tolerability of conavaptan and tolvaptan for the correction of hyponatremia in neurocritically ill patients. The study enrolled 36 adults admitted to the neurocritical care unit at two academic medical centers. 5 patients received at least one dose of conavaptan, and 31 patients received at least one dose of tolvaptan. The mean maximal increase in serum sodium level at 24 hours following the last dose compared with baseline was about 5 MEQs per liter for conavaptan and 8 MEQs per liter for tolvaptan. The mean maximal increases in serum sodium levels at 48, 72, and 96 hours following the last dose of vaptan therapy compared to baseline were 5.5, 5.6, and 4.8 MEQs per liter, respectively. None of the patients receiving conavaptan had overcorrection of sodium. In 20% of the patients receiving tolvaptan, the serum sodium level was overcorrected. Hypotension occurred in 20% of patients receiving conavaptan and 52% of patients receiving tolvaptan. Hypokalemia occurred in 40% of patients receiving conavaptan. The authors concluded, use of vaptans in neurocritically ill patients led to a significant increase in serum sodium level at 24 hours after the last dose, which was sustained for 96 hours, with the majority of patients receiving a single dose. Risk of sodium overcorrection was high and necessitates appropriate patient selection and frequent monitoring. This study is the largest to date that examines the use of conavaptan and tolvaptan in neurocritically ill patients. Despite their expense at hundreds of dollars per dose, the vaptans have a role in the management of hyponatremia in some neurocritically ill patients when fluid restriction or hypertonic saline are not appropriate. For example, fluid restriction for hyponatremia is not always a good option, such as in patients with subarachnoid hemorrhage, and patients with pulmonary edema may not be able to tolerate hypertonic saline. While conavaptan and tolvaptan have a predictable response on the serum sodium, the risk of overcorrection remains significant, and monitoring is critical to the safe use of these medications. The drug information question for this episode is concomitant carbamazepine and oxcarbazepine therapy always a therapeutic duplication? The answer is no. Oxcarbazepine was developed through structural variation of carbamazepine in an attempt to avoid metabolites causing side effects. However, there are significant differences between the two drugs. In addition to blocking sodium channels, oxcarbazepine also modulates calcium and other channels in the brain. In controlled trials, add-on or substitution treatment with oxcarbazepine was effective even when carbamazepine did not achieve control of seizures. For this reason, it's reasonable to consider carbamazepine and oxcarbazepine as distinctly different medications. And the resource for this episode is Nebraska Medicine's dosing protocols from their antimicrobial stewardship, which they provide online. Included in these protocols is a slide presentation justifying the use of alternate dosing for meropenem and cefepime. The dosing schedules advocated are the same ones used at my institution. For meropenem, it's 500 milligrams IV Q6 hours instead of the standard 1 gram Q8. And for cefepime, it's 1 gram Q6 hours instead of the standard 2 grams Q8. These alternate dosing schedules achieve superior time above MIC target attainment while using less drug. And you can find a link to them at the end of the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode175. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.